these machines do is they accelerate protons up to near the speed of light, then they smash these things together and they create other exotic particles. Now, in these exotic particles, we expect to be able to find these elusive ones like the Higgs boson. Part of the reason why it's called the God particle is because some physicists say that if we can discover this particle and understand it, we might be able to understand some about how God thought about putting together the universe, so to speak. But it really comes from Leon Letterman, who used it to describe how difficult it was to identify this particle, and he connected the word God with another word that I won't mention here.
When we talk about the, I guess, amazement of scientists feeling that they're actually close to discovering this, talk about a time frame, though, that when they can really actually say definitively they've figured this out.
So here's the tricky part. The tricky part is that what scientists have seen is a bump in the data from two different experiments looking for the particle. Now, that bump could be an indication that there actually is something there indicating that this particle exists, but it also could mean that there's a flaw in the data, a flaw in the equipment. So what has to happen now is that the physics community, tens of thousands of physicists, have to review this information, and they all have to come to an agreement that this is what's going on. It could take several months, it could take several years. We could identify this as a flaw pretty quickly. This is not the first time it's happened. This has happened a number of times before. We expect it to continue to happen until we actually get confirmation.